Hi, is G Love there?
Hello, it's us.
Good to hear from you again. How are things going for you since the last time we talked in early in the year?
Good.
So, you know, we had you here in town when the I believe it was the Celtics playing the Pacers.
Yeah.
And you threatened not to play if we won. Since you are a basketball fan, what do you think of this whole Steven Jackson thing that's come down recently?
The Sixers were playing the Pacers.
That's right. It was the Sixers. I'm sorry. I got my cities juggled. I was thinking of Larry Bird there for some reason. What do you think of this Steven Jackson hoo-ha?
Well, what else has he done? Did he do something recently?
No, just the thing with the strip club.
Oh, I didn't even heard about it. What happened?
Oh, he apparently got into a little thing. He had three of his fellow Pacers with him, including Jamal Tinsley, and they were outside a strip club called Club Rio. And he discharged a gun at some point during a fight.
Hey, what a dumb... I don't know. I mean, it seems like he's kind of a hothead. I mean, he's a great player, but it's like... I think if you're an NBA player, it's like you're not under the microscope until you do some really stupid, you know, some stupid thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's going to blow up in your face. So why is Steven Jackson rolling around with a piece? You know what I mean? First of all, it's Indiana, which, you know... I'm sure there's some rough and tumble parts, but you know, I don't think he probably needs to have a piece more around Indiana.
Fair enough.
Huh?
Also, you've got this new album out, Lemonade, which we were G Loves Lemonade, which we were looking forward to last time we talked. And I have to say, although I've always been a fan, I've always liked your stuff, I think that is one of the most solid albums you've ever done.
I was getting ready for you to say, I gotta say, I really don't like it.
No, I thought, end to end, we enjoyed it. We popped it in the car the day we got it, and we could not get enough of it.
Nice. Cool. That's good. I wanted to try to make something that people actually want to listen to, so I'm glad it worked out for you.
It feels a little bit like one of those classic, almost like one of the first three you did, one of the G Love and Special Sauce albums. Was there a change in methodology or anything that kind of led you to that?
Like the last record, The Hustle, and the new record, Lemonade, when we put The Hustle out, I was kind of back on track, and I kind of want to continue the vibe of that record, and so I think I did a pretty good job with that. And the unique thing about the new record is that there's like a wish list of people who came through the studio, so Ben Harper, Jack Johnson, Mark Broussard. You know, it sounds like I'm name-dropping, but I actually do know those people.
One of the things I like about the album cover of G Love's Lemonade is that it kind of reminds me a little bit of ZZ Top's Tres Hombres album, where, you know, like, I may not be particularly hungry, and then I open up the cover, and there's this huge Mexican feast in there, and in your case, I might not be thirsty, but you've got this wonderful-looking picture of Lemonade, and there you are with your guitar and everything. Which came first, the photo, the album title, or did, why the choice of Lemonade?
Well, I actually had a song called Lemonade, and it, strangely enough, it didn't end up being on the record. But it was either going to be called Hot Cooking, Ain't That Right, or Lemonade, and then the art department just came up with this record cover concept, and we just thought it would be pretty cool. And well, you know, when I used to sit out on the porch and write songs and practice my guitar all day, I always have a picture of Lemonade, and I said, if I ever get a record deal, I'm going to get Lemonade tattooed on my arm. So I have this Lemonade tattoo on my arm, and so if you check out the record, there's a scratch and sniff sticker too on the cover, which is pretty cool.
Is there? I never knew what that was. I'm gonna have to check that out now.
It's actually like over the plastic wrap, so if you open up this plastic wrap, you lose the sticker. So it's kind of
that would explain it then. We'll look forward to this gig you got coming very, very soon. I believe you've got Mark Broussard with you. Will you two be performing together, or will he just be opening, or how will that work?
He definitely will be performing with us as well, because we have a track we did on the record called Let the Music Play, which was me, Ben Harper, and Mark.
Yeah.
So we do that song, and Mark sings his and Ben's verse. Just looking forward to it, you know?
Thank you very much for taking the time, and safe trip, okay?
Cool. Thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.